The situation in Mali continues to deteriorate, the Secretary General told a meeting of the Security Council on Wednesday. In January, fighting between government forces and Tuareg rebels resumed in northern Mali, according to the United Nations. Since that time, says the Secretary General, the situation has taken one alarming turn after another.
Une crise alimentaire et nutritionnelle déjà horrible.
We have seen a horrendous food and nutrition emergency grow even worse, exposing many thousands more people to acute shortages of food, water, and basic services. And in areas where once stability and coexistence were present, we have seen rising extremism, criminal activity, and violations of human rights.
Ambassador Omar Daou of Mali called for the rule of law to prevail in his country. He praised the president, Diouana Kounda Traoré, for forgiving those who attacked him in May of this year. Daou also spoke of the deteriorating humanitarian situation.
Permettez-moi de dire également un mot sur la situation humanitaire qui ne cesse de se dégrader.
May I also say something about the humanitarian situation which continues to deteriorate in this region and which demands support from the international community and all those of goodwill. At present, the necessary funding to meet the most urgent needs of refugees and IDPs are inadequate.
Mrs. Salamatu Husseini Suleiman, Commissioner for Political Affairs, Peace and Security of ECOWAS, says the Regional Economic Group for West Africa has appealed to the armed groups in the north to stop hostilities in respect of the sanctity of the holy month of Ramadan, but to no avail.
The latest addition to the litany of crimes is the stoning to death of alleged adulterous couple and the imposition of dawn-to-dusk curfew on women in the occupied territory.
Mrs. Husseini Suleiman called for a Security Council mandate to deploy a stabilization force in Mali. This, she said, would constitute concrete and decisive action. She closed with this warning.
The objective of these terrorist groups and transitional organized criminals is clear. It is to create a safe haven and a coordinating center in the north of Mali for continental terrorist networks, including ACMI, Mujao, Boko Haram, and Al-Shabaab. If that objective is realized, no country in Africa or indeed outside the continent of Africa will be safe.
Mrs. Husseini Suleiman of ECOWAS. This is Jerry Adams reporting.